Well, gas prices remain elevated as the conflict with Iran continues to, I don't know if it's on or off or off or on or whichever, depends on, you know, who's doing what over there. But the president is now calling on the Justice Department to investigate what he called, here's what I want to look at, a Vicky Schmidt ad, to investigate what he calls possible corporate price gouging by oil companies. But it's gouging really to blame, or are geopolitical events and global supply concerns driving prices to the pump? Joining us now is Steve Malloy. He's Senior Energy and Environment Legal Institute Fellow at the American Energy Institute. Steve, we appreciate you joining us. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
So the president has called on the Justice Department to investigate, you know, whether or not price gouging by oil companies is going on. And I think that's probably because, you know, he's said all along, and I think many of us have assumed that once the war in, you know, the Gulf ended, once the war with Iran ended, prices would go down. Well, there hasn't been any real conflict in quite a while. It's been a few weeks at least. And yet oil prices really haven't gone down. So the question then is there evidence that price gouging is going on?
Well, so I'm a big Trump fan. Let me get that out there. But I think President Trump has got this way wrong. I know he likes to browbeat people, and maybe he thinks he can browbeat the oil industry into lower prices. The reality is that there's no price gouging going on. And I mean, this is something that the Biden administration accused big oil of. And people have accused big oil of price gouging going back to the 1970s when the energy crisis first started. There's never been any oil gouging. No one's ever found any oil price gouging. It's just the market. When President Trump decided to attack Iran and they closed the Strait of Hormuz, that took 20% of the global oil market offline. And that has sent prices skyrocketing. And even though the Strait of Hormuz is open, or is it now, and some oil is flowing through, we're way behind. Countries have emptied their reserves. They need to restock that. The United States, especially China. It's just going to take a while for prices to go back down. But they've already come back down. I was paying a few weeks ago more than $4.50 for a gallon of gas. Now, last tank I bought a couple days ago, it's $4 a gallon. So prices have been coming down. But historically, they always come down slower then the prices go up.
Right. So, I mean, I guess my question then is, I mean, how many, you know, much of today's higher fuel prices can be directly attributed to the war, though, or is that not really the case?
No, that is the case. The Strait of Hormuz was shut down. 20% of the world's oil went offline. There's no way people can make up 20% in a short amount of time. In the United States, although we are producing more oil than ever and we consider ourselves to be energy independent, the reality is that we burn about 20 million barrels of oil a day, yet we only produce about 13.5 million. So we still need to buy oil on the global market. And, you know, the way global prices work is, you know, prices really shoot up when there's a little bit of a deficiency. In supply and demand, there's a little bit of imbalance, prices shoot up. Well, this is a huge imbalance. 20% of the global market just went away. So prices skyrocketed, and, you know, it's because of the war. And until there's peace in the Gulf and the straits are open and, you know, oil starts flowing again, prices are going to be elevated.
So, again, we're talking with Steve Malloy with the American Energy Institute. If the conflict continues or escalates, what should Americans expect at the gas pump? I mean, I think we're all expecting it to go down. Is that an unrealistic expectation?
No. If there is going to be peace, or at least this, you know, the United States is going to assume control of the strait and, Iranian oil production is going to occur, and if we get back to business as usual, prices are going to go down. And President Trump is right about this. Prices will go way down, although we don't want prices to go too low because then the oil industry is not interested in pumping oil. But prices should come down. You know, the $3 level is probably good, you know, once peace is established. But, of course, we're not really close to peace, right?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Well, I mean, just, yeah, there's still violence going on
right
over there.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, I depends again. On Friday we were, and over the weekend we aren't. Now maybe today we are, and it's, I mean, I don't know. It's like the weather here in Kansas. Is wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's, you know, we don't have normal traffic going through there.
No.
Now, you know, I imagine that President Trump is very wary of restarting the violence because he doesn't want Americans paying higher prices going into the midterms. I would say that if I was Iran, I would really worry about that December timeframe. but, you know, until there is peace and it's business as usual, we are going to be paying more for oil. Now, you know, we ought to be producing more oil here. We have, of course, Venezuela. If we can unlock some of that, that will all help. But the reality is 20%, taking 20% of the global oil market offline, that is a huge hit.
If consumers are frustrated, I mean, obviously every time they fill up, what's the biggest misconception about why gasoline prices rise? Is it more about oil companies and government policy, or, you know, what the Democrats would say is, you know, rich fat cats trying to make, you know, get rich? Or is it just simply global supply and demand?
Yeah, I think the misconception is that the oil industry is doing price gouging.
Right.
You know, that has been investigated many, many times by the government and has turned up nothing. The oil industry is responding to price gouging. Of course, local prices depend on local conditions. You know, in California, of course, they pay even more than everybody else for a gallon of gas by more than a dollar and a half, because California is just a crazy place. They have all sorts of regulations, and they hate the oil industry, and there's no refining, and they require, you know, special blends of gasoline. You know, it all depends on where you are and what sort of requirements your states have, and what, of course, your gas taxes adds on, you know, marginally to that. But, you know, in a peaceful world, there's plenty of oil, and so prices will be low. But we got to get to that point, and I don't think we're really there yet.
What do you think of this idea of getting rid of or suspending the gas tax for a short term?
You know, it's a very marginal thing. I don't think it's really going to help anybody. I mean, gas is going to be expensive. You know, maybe for people that drive an absolutely, you know, a monster amount of miles, it'll make a significant difference. But I think overall, for the average person, it's probably not much. But the thing to do is to resolve what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, that's what's got to happen.
Yep. Well,
if the uncertainty is there, prices are going to remain high.
Your lips to God's ears, my friend. And say, folks, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They could find me on X at Junk Science.
Junk Science. All right, my friend. I appreciate you joining us. It's always a pleasure. We'll connect with you again sometime.
All right, John. Thank you very much.